You've always been one of his biggest proponents. Has he played the season that you'd like to see?
Well, you know, we had to go through a lot of adversity this year. And, you know, Joe being Joe, he's responded to it really well, I think. You know, it's not easy going through a, you know, change the way we've been through, you know, this late in the season. And with the way Joe has handled it, you know, obviously he's still Joe. And this being a bounce-back league, you know, this week gives us a great opportunity, number one, to bounce back, get out there, and you know, everything that we still want is still right in front of us. And I've always said it that, you know, the players have to play and the coaches have to coach, but we got to put on the pads and go out there and make plays. And quarterback's the toughest position in the game, and I just think with that amount of pressure, he's handled it really well. And Joe's still a great quarterback. Joe's our quarterback, and, you know, we're always going to defend him to the end.
Ray, three tough weeks in a row. What's the mood of the team now? And has the criticism each week, has it gotten to the team?
No, I mean, the criticism hasn't got to us. Obviously, no one likes losing. You know, we're not going to sit up here and sugarcoat anything about not going out there and not performing well. You know, we can say our guys were hurt. We can say this. That's it. You know what? You know, it's always next man up. So, obviously, we have to do a better job of, number one, preparing, but going out there preparing to execute at a high level. And we've shown flashes of that. But with all that being said, I mean, we can't sit back and say we're not thankful for being in the playoffs. You know, it's been 5 years in the running for me. And this year just happens to be a little bit different. And no matter how you get in, it's always the team who gets hot right about now. You know, you look at the New York Giants. You know, they got hot right about right now, and they went ahead and won the thing last year. And no team has to be perfect right now. But if you go in there and start executing and you start playing that good football, you know, you never know what can happen.
Ray, evaluate your own season. Where do you feel like the running game's at? And do you feel like, you know, you had bigger expectations?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I just got over 1,000 yards, yeah. You know. And like I said, it was a little different. You know, but one thing I did was stay on pace. I never tried to make a play that wasn't there. And we want to be a lot better in the run game. We definitely do. And it's something that, you know, I take pride in, the offensive line. We want to be better. We want to execute. But we also, you know, we don't want to be stupid with our runs. We don't want to take a 9 or 8 man front and run into the teeth of the defense. You know, that's when you got to have your play action game. And on offense, one thing we know on offense is the run helps the pass and the pass helps the run. So when you're executing at a high level, you know, you're being hard to stop. And, you know, that's where we're at right now. We just got to make everything look the same.
Ray, were the holes just not there on Sunday? Because John said.
No, we played a great defense on Sunday. I'm not going to take away from Denver. We played a great front, a physical front, and they got after us. But we did show glimpses of being able to move the ball. You know, that probably wasn't a game where we needed to have, you know, two back sets. When we got in our, you know, empty sets and single back, we were able to move the ball on them. You know, the momentum change was obviously, you know, when they caught the pick before the half, that happens. But those things happen, but we have to overcome them. Because we score right there, that game's different, no matter how you want to slice it. But, you know, that's all on us. So that's something we have to take in, evaluate, you know. And obviously we looked at the film. It was all said and done. We know we did wrong. But we also know where the game was right there for us because our defense played, you know, great in the first half.
Ray, from your perspective, how have new faces on the offensive line injuries affected their performance?
Well, the thing is with offense, everything is about timing. You know, when you get a, you know, new face, a new guy in there, it's about getting the timing right. You know, and when you lose a guy like Marshall Yanda, you know, he's had the timing at right tackle. Then we had Bobby in there. But one thing we know is Bobby's a veteran. He can get the job done, you know, and that timing issue is just something that, you know, we all as a group have to fix. We have to revolve our offense around, you know, making sure, you know, Coach Caldwell preaches it. It's the timing of the offense. It's very, you know, precise at what we're doing. So we have a veteran group up there now mixed in with some young guys, so, and them guys work very hard. So, you know, they're a prideful bunch, and, you know, it's great to always come back and, you know, after a loss, get out here and have a good practice. You know, because that's the only thing that gets it off is getting prepared for the next week. You know, it's not like we're preparing and, you know, we're about to pack our bags at the end of December. You know, we're going into playoff football. So, you know, we got to execute right now and win one to clinch the division. And then we go ahead and start going to this, you know, playoff football field.
As a guy who grew up in New York, went to college in New Jersey. Does playing the Giants carry any significance to you?
Yeah, I mean, it is another game to me. I'm not going to, you know, treat it any different. But, you know, last year when I actually had to move back to New York in the offseason, I had all these Giants fans in my building. So, I mean, I just had to take that on the chin. I told them, I don't have no disrespect. But obviously, you know, when you're sitting there and you know that you were that close to the Super Bowl game and then you got to go back home and the Giants won it all, you know, it was like, you know, it was a reality check that we, you know, when you get that close, we got to try to get to the dance. But playing a New York team, obviously, you know, me having to go back home in the offseason, especially, you know, I've actually converted a lot of them, you know, somewhat New Yorkers. I mean, they'll trade their New York jersey in for a Ravens jersey this week. Maybe my jersey because I'm from home.
How would you describe their defensive front?
Very physical. Very physical. They, it's no surprise why they won the Super Bowl. When them guys put it all together, you know, they obviously look like the best team in football. But, you know, they've shown their little glimpses of things where, you know, they need to work on as well. So, but that front we're playing is tough. Very tough. The thing that sticks out to me, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, is the amount of guys they play on that defensive line that come in and out, and sometimes they, whatever you call it, that NASCAR package. You know, you get four precise pass rushes and they do twist games. They get you all misdirection. Then next thing you know, you get a guy running free to the quarterback. You know, when they put it all together, they're tough. So, you know, we got our hands full this weekend.
Think going into this year, the way the game's changed, that somebody approaching Eric Dickerson's single-season rushing record would be possible?
Well, you know what? Adrian Peterson has brought the value of the running back up. And we all love to see him do well, especially coming off that knee injury. I mean, running backs are, you know, a big fraternity. And, you know, what everybody's saying, the way the quarterbacks were playing, everything else, it just shows that, you know, we are still out there. But, you know, he's that one exception. Everybody know how special he was when he came out and what he's been doing. So, you know, I'm rooting for him. I'm definitely rooting for him because, you know, as a running back position, everybody, you know what they say about us. You know, our value went down, but you got a guy that's about to go for over 2,000. Helps you bring it back up. But that's where it is.
Ray, this team's talked so much about their goals still being in front of them. When you guys have been struggling as you have recently, is there an extra focus on just focusing on this week's game and not what's ahead?
The extra focus is on this week, you know. First, it was, you know, we had to do what we had to do to get in the playoffs. And with a little bit of help, you know, we appreciate it. But playoffs is there. Playoffs is there. It's either going to be, you know, a game here or it's going to be take the show on the road. So that's something that we have to focus on one week at a time. To speak on them, you know, you're looking at the Giants. They're in a three-way tie right now. So if you think that team is going to come in there and lay an egg, you know, we're really – you know, we got our hands full. You know, this team won the Super Bowl last year. They got a lot at stake. You know, same as us. You know, we appreciate the home playoff game because our fans are, you know, phenomenal. They're amazing at home. And it's always, you know, it's always comfortable being at home. You know, when we don't have to pick up and travel, get on that airplane, it helps out. So, but, you know, that team coming in here has a lot more at stake than we do because they're obviously battling to get in the playoffs.
They kept tired of you on the carries question.
Well, the carries questions, you know, I mean, I've always dealt with them, but it's something that, you know, I can sit up here and, you know, agree to disagree, but it's something that I know that I'm being real about. If we execute at a high level, we're executing on third down, there's no doubt in my mind that I'm coming out of the game with 18 to 25 touches. When you're getting three and outs, and then the other team is scoring, I mean, there's no time to hand the ball off to Ray Rice. We got to score fast, you know, and that's where I become – and try to become more effective in the pass game. So, I mean, that's just being honest about your touches. My touches is going to come when we execute at a high level. And but am I disappointed? No. Well, I think this year I made the best of my touches. You know, the numbers might be where they are, but, you know, I did gracefully go over 1,000 yards rushing for the fourth consecutive year. I think the old lineman going to want a gift for that. So, but it definitely feels good. You know, I'm just trying to stay effective, and obviously I know my role in the offense hasn't changed.
Right, baseball, you lose big, you play the next day. How hard is it to have to wait a whole week to get back on the field after a game like Sunday?
It's, for me, I'm going to tell you my formula. You know what I do? after a game, if you lose, go home, kiss my daughter, come back to work, lift weights, and I get ready to go to work. You can't play the game on Wednesday. That's something that we all know we can't do. Lift weights today, go out there, have great meetings, and we just perform day by day. And obviously that moment that you get out there Saturday in the hotel becomes real. You know, Saturday in the hotel, you realize that, you know what, you know, you're getting ready for a game tomorrow. When you get there, you know, get my late night snack, it's almost time to play. So I just got a little boiling factor that goes in. And I know I can't play the game on Wednesday, so no, I'm not going to leave anything hanging at practice, but I ain't going to give it all on Wednesday. Sunday's going to be here, you know, 4:15, I think. Get a little bit extra rest, get these legs recovered, we good to go.
All right.
All right.